passage translation. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages. You will hear the passages only once. After you have heard each passage, translate it into Chinese and write your version in the corresponding space in your answer booklet. You may take notes while you are listening. Now, let's begin passage translation with the first passage.
Passage 1. The trouble with living in the country is that it's much too quiet. There aren't enough things to do, and there are so few buses that you cannot get into town easily in the evening if you haven't got a car. Shops and services are not near enough either, and when it rains, some of the roads get too muddy to walk on. Yesterday, it rained so much that I got covered in mud up to my knees just walking home from work.
Passage 2. A common misconception about suicide is that most people who take their own lives are old and near death. The truth is that those under 50 are more likely to commit suicide than those over 50. Suicide, or taking one's own life, usually results from severe depression or inability to cope with failure in one's study and career. It is now the third leading cause of death among young people between age 15 and 25, and it is the second leading cause of death among university and college students.
This is the end of Section 1, Listening Test.
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 A 卷
Interpretation Section Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph,Interpreted into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. Your Honor.Mr. Mayor, thank you very much for your extraordinary arrangements and hospitality. In the short period of the two-week study tour, we have traveled much of your country. Those were indeed exciting and unforgettable days. We have experienced the warm reception, the utmost courtesy and genuine friendship of the Chinese people. We have been deeply impressed by the diversity, dynamicism, and progress of China under the policies of reform and opening to the outside world. We are glad that we are part of the dramatic process of your change from the planned economy to the market-oriented economy. The cooperative relations between our two countries have become so extensive that they have affected almost all areas of economy.
Passage 2. Welcome to the Cairo International Conference Center. The Conference Center is a gift from the government of China. It is a symbol of friendship between the peoples of China and Egypt. Up to now, the Cairo International Conference Center is the only comprehensive conference center in Egypt. It occupies an area of 300,000 square meters. Of these, 58,000 square meters have been given to conference facilities. The center is a mere 10-minute drive from Cairo International Airport, a 5-minute walk from the Cairo Football Stadium and the Cairo International Exhibition Hall. As you stroll in the conference center, you will be able to appreciate the magnificent architecture and millions of dollars worth of art. You will also enjoy the beauty of the lovely man-made lake and the two Chinese pavilions.
Part B. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage.
Passage 1.
主席先生，女士们，先生们， 我宣布英特网服务国际研讨会开幕。在此，我向参加开幕式的各界来宾表示热烈的欢迎。英国和澳大利亚的有关公司与专家对本次研讨会的成功召开给予了很大的帮助，对此我仅是以诚挚的谢意。海外一些发达国家在推动英特网服务事业方面积累了不少经验，值得我们借鉴和学习。通过交流，我们可以得到更多的信息与体会。我相信本次研讨会对于推动英特网在中国的广泛使用具有积极的作用和深远的意义。我预祝研讨会圆满成功。
Passage two.
中国是一个发展中的社会主义国家，中国的发展不但直接影响中国人民的未来，而且也极大地影响亚洲和世界的发展与进步。今晚在座的各位商界领袖都是各行各业的成功人士，你们拥有丰富的管理经验和战略眼光。既然你们已把眼光投向中国，中国欢迎你们。中国的经济发展将为你们提供大量的机会。
you
国政府将为来华投资的外国企业提供优惠条件，并且创造更好的投资环境。
上海市中级口译资格证书第二阶段考试 B 卷。
Interpretation Section Part A Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese.Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.
Passage 1. We established a friendly and cooperative relationsOn the understanding that we would develop our friendship on the basis of mutual respect and equality and mutual benefit. We believe that it is absolutely important that all nations, big or small, strong or weak, should establish and maintain their relations on these principles. We appreciate the interest and understanding that China has shown regarding the problems of small and developing countries. We also appreciate China's firm support in our economic development.I look forward in the next few days to the opportunity of learning something from your experience on promoting economic and social development in the interest of your people.
Passage 2. Some universities, like Oxford and Cambridge in Britain, are residential, which means students live and study on campus. Other universities are non-residential, which means students have to spend a lot of time to travel daily to their lectures. There are also part-time students who have to do their work during the day, and they study in the evening. Other part-time students have to study by correspondence. The open universities can also help students to gain university degrees. Here, lectures are mainly given on radio or television. However, for a few weeks each year, students can attend vacation courses at universities. For admission to any university degree course, a student has to pass qualifying examinations. In Britain, there are not enough places for all secondary school students, so these qualifying examinations are highly competitive.
Part B, directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in Chinese. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into English. Start interpreting at the signal and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now, let's begin Part B with the first passage.
Passage 1.
女士们、先生们、主席先生，我们热烈欢迎亚欧会议在巴黎召开。我们希望本届亚欧首脑会议产生建设性的结果。我们认识到，平等是亚欧国家合作的基础，自然也应该成为亚欧会议的准则。这种平等应该不受到任何附加条件的限制。由于会议成员国有着不同的文化、历史和政治制度，亚欧国家之间经常性的高层交流，对于彼此之间更好的了解是必不可缺的。 因此，具有战略眼光的人士很清楚，亚欧国家之间的合作全然不是一种权宜之计，今日合作投资必将带来明日的大丰收。
Passage 2.
五十多年前，我在上海读大学时，就认识到旧中国的贫穷与落后。就在那时，我决定献身于建立一个独立、民主和强大的新中国的崇高事业。我已为之奋斗到如今，我相信你们已亲眼目睹了上海正在发生的日新月异的变化。上海的发展代表了整个中国正在发生的巨大变化的一个方面。中国人民将继续坚定不移地走改革开放的道路。我们的目标是在下世纪中叶基本实现现代化，把中国建设成为一个强大、民主、文明的现代化社会主义国家。
This is the end of interpretation section.